Handing it off to you and Eli.
You ready, Eli?
I'm here, buddy.
All right, so here's the thing. So I love the 7 p.m. shows. Whenever anybody goes and does one, I think they're great. It's when I think Ty Walker did one for the WWE.
Yep.
Yeah, WrestleMania
Star
preview,
Wars too.
Yeah, he and Jer.
He did one for Star Wars. I've never seen a single Star Wars. I still listen to that. But I mean, I like the 7 p.m. shows. They're kind of off the wall. They're kind of fun. I listen to Craig Miller's. I listen to every one of them. I think they're cool. I think they should be more of a regular thing.
I agree.
So I've always been thinking, what one could I do? Well, I'm not very qualified to even do this show, so it's be kind of a... So I came up with an idea for a show. Call it the Ocho. It's the Obscure Sports Hour. Just do... You can have your you can have your football, your basketball, your baseball, your hockey from 7A to 7P. Mm-hmm. 7P comes, it's time for Obscure Sports.
I think you're going to have to define obscure here. Are we talking tennis and golf obscure, or are we talking like highlight obscure?
Highlight be good. Darts.
Darts, okay. All right.
Bowling.
Bowling.
You know, when Rick and I were kids, ABC Sunday, what was it called? The Worldwide of Sports.
The Wide World of
Bowling
Sports.
Bowling was awesome.
Always had ball. You had Pete Weber and Mark Roth, and we knew...
Earl Anthony.
Earl Anthony. You don't have to go bowling anymore. I don't even know who it is, or, you know.
I don't either.
I know what the best score is, but that's about it. So I think our Obscure Sports Hour would be kind of fun.
How about one segment?
Well, we could do one segment where we could do...
Period.
We could do call-ins.
Yes.
And say, give me your obscure sport.
So, but if you're going to host that show, don't you have to be kind of into it and kind of an expert?
I'm ready, baby.
What are you going to know about darts?
I'm ready. I'm ready to learn. I will prepare.
I know how to play darts. I'm not sure I know anybody that is actually good enough, like a professional dart player.
But you could prepare, couldn't you, Eli? Couldn't you prepare? I'll take four sports. You take four sports, and we'll go through obscure sports.
Sure. I think I can handle that.
There.
Yeah.
Foosball.
Yeah. Foosball. There is a foosball championship, and it's held in Dallas.
Mm-hmm. All right.
There's an obscure sport for you right there.
Isn't the Professional Bowling Hall of Fame in Arlington as well? I think the Pro Bowling Hall of Fame is in Arlington.
No way.
I think so.
Boy, they should have us out on remote for this then.
There you go.
For the obscure hour?
Yeah.
It would be obscure.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, Eli. Your enthusiasm is overwhelming.
I mean, I'm in. Let's do it.
Are you in?
I'm in.
I think...
Well, we've got to come up with a game plan of, like, 8 to 10 obscure sports and then kind of narrow it down to, like, 4 or 5 that would be interesting.
And then the rest
good
of them...
with
we
all
quick,
that.
We, and the rest of them, we quick hit them in a segment.
Sure.
I'm in. I think you think Jeff will approve this?
Cricket? Can we do cricket as well? Is that
okay.
Is that obscure enough?
No.
Cricket is not obscure enough? I don't even know how to... score cricket. Like, I see the scores, and it's like 487.
Yeah. And they play over like
126
5 days.
And
about a good highlight discussion.
There you go. I like that.
And I love highlight.
I'll give you that. I love watching it.
Yeah.
But I'm not following it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And only because there's betting involved. No betting, I'm out.
What about dog racing? Is dog racing, is that obscure?
It's cruel. Don't like dog racing.
Yeah, sure. I'll give you that.
I don't like what they do to the animals afterwards.
I think if we go research it, I think we could have ourselves a good hour. It'd be fun, too.
So says you.
I'm down.
We could kick each other in the nuts over it, and I think it'd be fun.
Let's make it happen.
Would you produce it for us, Dave?
Absolutely.
Just say
thank
no.
you.
Everybody just seems to be brimming with enthusiasm over this.
Yeah, fine. I'll get a whole new staff. Somebody will host this show with me. Get a whole new crew. If you guys don't want to do this, I think it'd be fun.
Putt-putt. That's another one. That's obscure.
Yeah.
They
you know, there,
putt-putt
by
world
the way,
championships.
Golf championships.
My roommate in college came in second place in the world putt-putt championships.
Well, like Rick says, you're the idea guy, so Eli and I will have to figure out the details. Right.
Yes.
It's typically how. So now you know how the Avid Media Empire runs.
Exactly. Yeah.
Craig throws something out. I shrug my shoulders,
and then I find somebody to do it.
Built on a foundation of e-brakes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wish there was a. You know, here's the thing, they do have championships in just about every episode.
That's exactly right.
But nobody gives a crap. That's the whole point.
Well, you're not doing it once a week. You'd only be doing it one time. So
you're doing it once.
Oh, I guarantee it'd be one time.
Yeah.
Only.
Why are you doing this?
Because it's
I don't knock
it's
down
a
your
idea.
You have ideas and you knock them down. Would you sponsor this, Eric?
Of course he would.
I'll give you the deal of the lifetime. $100.
Free.
$100. You can sponsor the Obscure Sports Hour on the ticket.
Look at him.
He's in! We got a sponsor,
there you
Eli.
Go. That's right. That's all you right. need. Sponsorship.
Eric.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's not obscure.
It is on that station.
Yeah. Formula One.
We got a sponsor. Coming soon. The obscure. The Ocho.
Le Mans Racing.
See, the only thing that would be somewhat interesting to see what you weed down to.
And I'll tell you when we'll do it. Eli, here's the we'll do it about 3 to 4 weeks before the Olympics, and we'll feature one or two segments on all the obscure sports in the Olympics.
See now we're starting to get somewhere.
Don't know.
All right.
Riflery or whatever it is.
Riflery.
Walking.
Yeah.
They have a riflery. Walking. They have a walking race.
Yeah, they do speed walking.
Speed walking, right? So yep. we'll have one or two segments strictly on the Olympic sports, obscure sports to watch out for.
Okay, all right. Starting to take shape. All right, I like this.
That's an idea.
Make sure my radio is
brought to you by Classic BMW.
Boy. Eric, I don't know what you got yourself into, pal.
I've got people interested on Twitter saying,
whatever.
I like your idea.
Whatever.
What about badminton? That's a good one.
Badminton is an Olympic sport, too.
Mainly because it's funny to say shuttlecock.
It's true. It is true. Official term.
Eli's getting more and more into this. All right. This could be your big break, Eli.
I think you're onto something.
Brought to you by Classic BMW.
The bang for buck they're going to get out of that is
and the yen
over.
The $100 has already paid for itself. He's mentioned it 3 times already.
That is true. Even if it doesn't air now,
yeah,
he's already got his money's worth. All right. Well, on that note,
we can't be late for Not a Podcast because they only have an hour and a half today.
Yeah, we got to be careful with them. All right. So a lot of people to thank. Obviously, all the great people at Classic BMW and their wonderful hospitality, cars, and coffee. Remember, the donation this week was Ride for Kids. So if you came out here and check out all the great rides, put a couple bucks in the till, get a cup of coffee, and it fights children brain tumors. That's a tough one. But it's a good cause. Great cause. Let's see. The overwhelming interest for the obscure segment has just got me derailed.
The Ocho, baby.
The Ocho. Let's just call it the Zero.
Kiss my ass. Get him off the air. God.